The storming of the Capitol building has set off a firestorm with calls for President Trump's resignation. There have also been calls by Democrats for the resignation of Republican Congressman Andy Harris, who voted to reject election results. He succeeded former Eastern Shore Republican Congressman Wayne Gilchrist. We caught up with him to talk about the latest events.
Well, my immediate gut reaction was this is the inevitable ultimate culmination of 4 years of Donald Trump. And that sense of pathetic despair lingered until I heard the announcement that the Capitol was clear and secure. The total irresponsibility of those people breaking into, in a very seditious manner, the nation's capital, and then the ultimate king of fools, Donald Trump, leading the charge, but then abandoning his troops. The nation's capital is secure. Our democracy is intact.
What do you make of what this says about your own party as to where it is? It's easy to talk about Trump, but there are the Republicans as well.
You know, the Republicans started, I believe, going downhill when my good friend Newt Gingrich changed the dialogue in the nation's capital from our friends across the aisle, our colleagues across the aisle. We are going to work together to there are enemies. So all the energy went into this sports activity of defeating the opposition. So this gradual, incremental fall from grace has been happening for more than 30 years now. And this is the culmination.
What do you make of your successor, Andy Harris, who likened the violence to racial justice demonstrations over the past year?
You know, sadly, I completely dismiss comments from Andy Harris as coming from a platform of arrogance and ignorance, total intolerance, incompetence. So, you know, I don't place any value in his comments except that they're sad that people have to even listen to them or know they're out there.
The Democratic Party has called for his resignation. Do you think he should resign?
I think he should resign, sure. Whether he will or not, that's another question.
Finally, in terms of looking ahead, we saw the Democrats take two more seats in Georgia. Looks like at least they're going to have a slim majority in the Senate. What do you think all this means in terms of the future?
Well, when Biden came out and spoke, that was the first really strong words that we needed to hear as a nation. And the next strong words were the Capitol is clear and secure. And the next strong words, for the most part, came from House members and Senate members about we're a nation of laws. This momentum that was garnered as a result of that despicable act prompted by the president of storming the U.S. Capitol has been already put behind us. And now this momentum for America to want to get back to the moral values that have been improving over generations to continue to improve.
Former Eastern Shore Republican Congressman Wayne Gilchrist. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.